how do I identify a safe, calm, relaxed, non-stressed place that I can go to in order to start to relax? So the object of this one is for you to find that calm, relaxed place. Sometimes we call it a safe place, but some people can't find a safe place. It might be a relaxing place. The longer we can get into that safe, relaxed place, the better we can get back control over our emotions. And so I encourage you to close your eyes. Can you identify a place in your past, in your present, that you just know when you are in that place, it gives you a sense of feeling safe, feeling calm, feeling at peace? Was it a holiday destination you went on? Is it a room in somebody's house, in your house? Where is that place? Outdoors? Where you know when you're in that place, you feel really relaxed, at ease, stress-free, peace, calm. If you really have difficulties finding such a place, one way we move on to for some people is find a really favorite track of music and put on that piece of music to help you. But once you've found that safe, calm, relaxed place, I want you to use the five senses to really pull out the essence of it. It might be worth writing down your calm place and writing down what are the five senses telling you about that place. So the first one, visually, what are you seeing in that place? Describe it. Is it outdoors? Is it a beach? Describe the sensations. What are you seeing? Let's say it's that beach. What are you actually seeing? The next one, what are you smelling? Is there a smell that's associated with that place? Is there a sound associated with that place? Touch. What are you touching? Are you sitting on something, walking through something? The sun, the wind, touching your skin, caressing your skin. Is there a taste in your mouth associated with that place? We want you to bring together all the five senses to bring about a full identification makeup of that calm, safe, relaxed place. Another important point is don't have any people that you know in that calm place. The reason for that is if at some future point you're out of sorts with that individual, by having that individual, those individuals in your calm, safe place, it's going to contaminate it. It's no longer going to be a calm, relaxed, safe place. So don't have people that you know in there. You can have people, but not ones that you know. Once you've identified that calm place, safe place, relaxed place, even if it's a track of music that you choose to put on, I want you then to close your eyes, really make sure you're in that place, and then I'd like you to start tapping, alternating tapping. So I would put my hands on my lap, make sure they're supported and relaxed, and I would start alternating tapping with my fingers together. I'm literally just tapping my lap like that. This sort of speed might be quite appropriate for me, on my lap, on my thighs. Alternating, one, then the other, with my eyes shut, then the other, then the other, then the other. You can go faster if you feel that's more comfortable. You can do it with harder touching if you feel that would be better for you. Have a feel of that, but keep your eyes shut to blot out any distractions. And you're learning to practice this so you can do it even in a public place, wherever you are. Let me show you another tapping alternative that can go with the calm place. So keeping your eyes shut, try the sides of your knees. Just support your hands, and then what you're doing is alternating tapping on the sides of your knees. And the butterfly hug is really like this. Just put your hands, all the thumb is to just gauge the width. Think about this clavicle bone, we call it, coming down here. And your hands are just below that bone. And it's really just doing alternating tap. Some people like this, just alternating. With your eyes shut, just alternating the tap, just like that. With your eyes shut, and you're in your calm place. And just keep doing this for 10 minutes. If you haven't got that sort of time, just 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Get into your safe, calm, relaxed place. But the tapping is actually probably the most important part of this. You can actually use this when at night you can't sleep and you're just laying in bed. Rather than get out of bed, go into your calm place, do the tapping on your thighs, do the butterfly hug, just tap. It's called bilateral stimulation. What that tapping is doing is actually stimulating the left and the right brain. Stimulating the left and the right brain alternating in that way actually makes a difference to the whole metabolism of the body. Give this a try. You've got to practice this for it to come into its own and be really helpful to you. You've got to practice it. I hope you'll see quick results.